right, I want to turn it over to our guests quickly. We do have Christy Stewart, Executive Director, Love Inc. This is Love Inc. Sunday. Once a year we do this, but I do just want to set it up a little bit because one of the great misconceptions is to think that Love Inc. is a parachurch ministry here in Brevard County. It is not. It is a partnership of roughly 50, that's an estimate, I'm rounding to the nearest 10, churches here in Brevard County partnering together to impact our community. And we've been having, Love Inc. has been having significant impact on our community, which I think you're going to hear about in a minute. The reason I want you to know that is because we are a partner church. And so we, you, are having impact on our community through Love Inc. Some of you know that. Some of you are very aware. Some of you are not. So this morning is our chance once a year for you to all become very aware. We have an ambassador to Love Inc. who operates helping you know, facilitate and mobilize our church to be involved with Love Inc. And so I'm going to turn it over to Anna Fetterman, our ambassador, and she'll introduce Christy, and at this point I have no control.
Good morning. Grace, peace, and joy be multiplied to you. I get the great honor to tell you a little bit about Love Inc. I want to add to what Tony said, that Love Inc., I'm seeing them bring unity of the churches together more than anything else that I see so far in our area. So I am the ambassador. I'm the liaison. So I work with people that may have needs here and to link them up with Love Inc. And we have several people in our congregation that are receiving that kind of service through Love Inc. Now, Love Inc. doesn't do everything, but we partner with people where they are and we journey with them to get them back on their feet so they're stable. And that's what we are involved in doing. I've been the ambassador for, I don't know, almost like 4 years. And I also manage the budget mentoring class that we have going on right now. So we take people that are financially distressed and we get them back on their feet and we see God do amazing things. But I want to introduce you to Christy Stewart. She is the executive director. And I get to work with Love Inc., and there are so many wise women. And she is just a woman that she walks in spirit and truth. She really knows how to walk in love. And she's challenging all of us to come up higher. She knows the deep, unshakable love of the Father. And she is a God pleaser. So sometimes she says no because she's not a man pleaser. And she is such a voice for our community to bring God's love together in a tangible way for this community to be changed. And so I want to introduce her, Christy Stewart.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Anna.
Anna has actually been a volunteer for Love Inc. since 2007. Isn't that amazing? She is instrumental in changing lives, right? Right there within Love Inc. and counseling a lot of our clients. And of course, she talked about budget mentoring. Today, I want to honor Anna. So she just whispered the words again, because we just started a new budget mentoring class here at Church on the Rock this past Sunday, and we honored her with flowers this past Sunday to say thank you for her leadership. But today we are honoring her for her birth. Like, Anna's birthday was yesterday. Anna, in just a minute, Anna, we look at me. We celebrate who you are in Christ. You are an amazing woman of God, and your flowers are purple because they are the color of royalty, and you are a royal woman of God in the kingdom. Okay, we love you and appreciate you so much.
I wanted to say one more thing. Yesterday, a bunch of us were over at Kingdom Gate. We were there for a healing room training, and the people that were leading it did healing for us. And God did a phenomenal healing in my back. Yay! Structural. So I am standing here without pain. I just wanted to thank God.
Oh. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Anna. So Church on the Rock is actually one of our earliest church partners. Isn't that awesome? We have lots of friends here today from Love Inc. I want to introduce to you. We have Jim Bagley. Jim, if you'll just stand up, you and Susan, for a moment. Jim is on our board, and Susan, his wife, they are also ministry partners from Wholeness to Freedom Ministries. We also have Maureen Bellinger. I want you to have a face and a name, so that's why I'm asking them to stand up. And Maureen is our clearinghouse coordinator, so she walks with all of our clients and trains our mentors in the call center. Thank you, Maureen. We have Tangie Combs, and Tangie is our GAP coordinator. She's in charge of all the resources for our clients, and her husband, Daniel. Yay! They are one, so we must talk about Daniel. And then I am one. This is my husband, Rusty, and my daughter, Gracie. Yay! And then we have John Moss. He is in the back. Wave, John. John is our chaplain, and he is also our facilitator coordinator. And then, of course, Tony is on our Loving board. I don't know if you guys knew that, but Tony is on our board. And we have lots of other friends here today as well. So thank you guys for joining me. Yay! So Love Inc. is an international nonprofit. We have 135 plus affiliates here in the United States, and we have 7 in Nairobi, Kenya. And we have been here in Brevard County for 16 years, and there's 5 Lovings here in Florida. Our founder, his name is Virgil Gokul, and I have a video I want to share with you to tell you how Loving got started. We are celebrating 41 years this year as an organization, so take a look.
So our mission is to mobilize local churches to change lives and communities in the name of Christ. And so basically what that means is Loving provides the structure for the Big C Church, right? Because you guys know that. That's us, right? This building is not the church. You're the church and I'm the church. So we provide that structure for you to come together with your gifts, talents, and resources to fill that mandate that God gives each one of us to help people in need. So we educate the church to walk with people in a transformational way. So we walk with people spiritually, physically, emotionally, and relationally so that they can be set free to be all that God has for them. Now, we're not an emergency service, so we don't give out money. We want to build relationships. And I know that might be a little harsh for some people. Let's say we have someone whose car broke down, and you're asking, well, how are they going to get to work? Well, let me tell you that we've learned by experience that we're not going to fix that car right away, because we've done that in the past. And what would happen is after we fixed the car, we would call, and we couldn't reach them. And 8 months later, their car would break down again, and they would call us. So we don't know why God has allowed this in their life. Maybe he wants them to reach out to a neighbor or call a coworker for a ride. Or maybe he wants them to restore a relationship with their mother or their brother, right? Maybe they need to get into budget mentoring. Maybe they need mental health counseling. We don't know, but we trust God that he's doing a work in their life. Now, their mentor in the call center is going to walk with them and help them figure out what God is saying and what next steps to take. It reminds me of James chapter 1. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, knowing that the testing of your faith will produce patience. But let patience have her full effect, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. So we grow in that pressure by being obedient to God. And I don't know about you guys, but when God's trying to teach me something, if I don't get it, he keeps bringing it back around and around and around, right? Count it all joy. He loves us too much to leave us where we are. He's molding us more into who he wants us to be. And that's never going to end, right? Until we get to heaven. We had a client that was referred to us by one of our partner churches, and her mentor asked her what her need was, and she said, "I need money," which we know is an indication of something deeper. We do a very extensive intake with our clients. We look at a lot of different things, you know, who's their community, what is the need, what have they done to get that need met, what do their finances look like. And so we saw that she had a payday loan. And if you don't know what a payday loan is, that's AmScot, where if you can't pay your bill, you go to AmScot, they give you a loan, and then a month later, you have to pay that money back with like a 25% interest. It's really robbery, and a lot of our clients get stuck in this cycle. So we said, "Are you willing to give up that payday loan?" And she was emphatic, "No." I said, "Okay," just loved her right where she was, and I prayed with her each week. And then she had a lot of trauma from childhood, and her church offered Celebrate Recovery. So we said, "We would like you to go to Celebrate Recovery." So she started and she stopped, and she started and she stopped. And then we said, "Okay, who can we get in your community to go with you?" And so we found someone from her church to go with her, and she stayed, and those folks became her community. And then her car broke down. We work with a lot of different business partners in town who are willing to give our clients a discount based on the fact that they're working hard to get sustainable. So we took her car in, and the mechanic said, "This car is not worth fixing." So we called her up and told her, and it turns out she had bought this car at one of those pay here, pay now places on the side of the road. And it was actually the second car that she had bought that had broken down. So when she called them to tell them, unbeknownst to her, they had tacked the loan on the first car onto the second car. So now she owned thousands of dollars and had no working vehicle. So she was absolutely devastated, you can imagine. So her mentor in the call center said, "Do you want me to call and advocate for you?" And of course she said yes. So I was in the call center that day. We got on our knees and we just sought the Lord, because this was a mountain only he could move, right? So she called up the Pay Here, Pay Now place, and it was literally a five-minute conversation. The lady said, "Have her tow the car back to me, and we'll expunge the loan." Can you believe that? Isn't that amazing? Amazing. And of course, we said, "Can we have that in writing?" And so but her faith was just really, really built through that experience of God really providing for her. We were also supporting her with personal care pantry items and gas cards and food cards. Well, she didn't have a car at that point. But we did get a car that was donated to us that was perfect for a single person. And so we always charge our clients for the cars, because that's that piece of dignity. That's that hand up. They can say, "I bought this car." And so she bought this car for $250. We allowed her to make interest-free payments based on what she could afford. And then she got herself a car, and we asked her next to take our budget mentoring course. Now, our budget mentoring course is for folks that don't have much. It just points them to Christ. But because it's one-on-one, that person is figuring out what can you sell or how can we help you. So coming out of budget mentoring, she started her own dog walking business. So then she was making more of an income, and we said to her, "Now, how about that payday loan? Are you ready?" And she said, "Yes." And without us asking, somebody in her church stepped in, paid that one-time fee, and got her out of that cycle. Isn't that awesome? Yes, praise the Lord. And we see this over and over. If our clients will submit to what God's doing in their life, he busts open those doors of blessings. So the last thing we said, now we want you to get counseling for those deep, deep wounds. So we work with 8 different mental health counselors here in Brevard County that give us a discount. Wholeness of Freedom is one of them. So she started counseling and has done really, really well. She's graduated from our program and has remained in group counseling. And we went back to her church and we said, "How's it going? How's it going with this gal?" And they said, "This is the person that we look for every week when she comes into church." She was a totally different person, totally transformed from her obedience to God. Praise the Lord, right? Yay! Now, you should have gotten one of these when you came in. This is a talent tithe. So if you support Love Inc. in any way, so if you give financially, if you pray for Love Inc., if you are a current or a past volunteer of Love Inc., if you shop in our thrift store, if you donate to our thrift store, if you brought personal care pantry items today, raise your hand if you support Love Inc. in any way on those areas I just mentioned. Higher, higher. Look around the room. That is amazing. You guys are a very engaging church, and you can see all in her story how it was the church. Every single piece of what I shared was the church. So we do have lots of areas to get involved if you're not currently involved or if you want to get deeper involved. One of those key areas is our call center. And that is where 2 or 3 hours once a week, you're just walking with the client and praying with them, helping them move forward. We do have a Monday night shift. So for those of you that work, don't think that you can't come and get involved. It's on Monday night. We also have lots of opportunities in our thrift store. We need cashiers. We need someone that'll come a couple hours a week and sort clothes, price shoes. We're looking for help on our transport team. So there's lots of different ways that you can get involved. And you can go right on our website. We are looking to hire 2 part-time people right now. One as an admin coordinator, 15 to 20 hours a week, and one as an assistant transport driver. So you can go onto our website at loveincbrevard.com and apply for those jobs if you like the Lord is leading you to do that. We are going to be at the back of the table after the service, so please fill this out and get involved and bring this to us, please. Also, metrics are very important. When you're a partner church, you want to know what impact you're having. So back at our table, we do have metrics from 2018. So if you'd like to stop by and pick one of those up, you're welcome to. So back to the client story. When we asked her what her second need was, she said, "I'm not happy." And her mentor said, "Are you ready to do something about that?" And she said, "Yes." So Webster Dictionary defines transformation as a thorough or dramatic change in form or appearance. This lady was radically different. So she was a client of ours for 2 years. And she worked hard. And she was obedient to the Lord. And she is walking in transformation. I have another client that I'd like to bring up to share a story with you. Kat, come on up.
Kat looks beautiful today.
My name is Kat Nichols, and I have been completely done over with the help of the Lord and with the help of Love Inc. I met the people at Love Inc. I went into their thrift store to see if I could volunteer. I was very impressed. I'm a thrift store person. I was very impressed with everybody, so I decided to volunteer. And then I found out that they had this program, Love Inc., and I could get a car. Well, I had no car at the time. My truck, just the engine exploded, and they wanted $2,000, which I didn't have to fix it. So I, at first, kind of thought, well, I'll just go with the game, and I will get myself a car. and that's all I was looking for. My background, I was a very rich child, and I had parents that thought they were better than everybody else. And I never thought I was like that. And then I started going through the training programs at Love Inc. and found out that I was kind of just like them. I thought I was better than everybody else. I just wanted this car. I was going to fool these people and just say, the heck with it. Well, that didn't happen. Christy came up to me one day during one of my meetings for anger management because I displayed some little anger problems in the thrift store at certain times with different people and kind of used some foul language. And so Christy came up to me and said that I have no
humility.
I was like, what? I'm like this greatest person you ever met. You're kidding me. What? And then I looked at myself. I went home, and they also told me, basically, they like you to go to church. That means, okay, I want this car. I'm going to church. So I went to church, and I rededicated myself the second day I went there.
Yay!
I just was so like, wow. This isn't... Now, I was looking for basically a handout. And now I'm finding out that people really want to help me transform. That's the word. And I am. I am transformed.
Yes.
The way I look, the way I speak, everything in it is transformation. And that's what Love Inc. is doing for their clients. They don't let you just get away with it. They make you do, well, once you go to church, you want to do it. But anyway, in the interim, I got free counseling. I met a great group of friends. And I got the best thing in my car. His name is Paul. He's been redeemed. He is the best 2003 Buick you have ever seen. I don't want a new car. I had to work for this car. I had to pay for it. Not a lot. And they even helped me with the insurance. Can you believe that? I just worked in the thrift shop. I was volunteering anyway, and they paid off my tag and my license plate, you know, things at the registry for me. So,
praise the Lord.
This has just been the best journey, and because of this, I go to Freedom Gate on Friday night, and then I come here on every Sunday, and I go to all kinds of classes and courses. I've been with Love Inc. for 2 years. Now I'm teaching some classes. I'm helping other people. Thank you. I'm helping other people to transform, and it's the best thing. I feel like a good person, a God-fearing good person now. And thanks to these people. So if you have anything to donate, if you have time, if you have money, if you have just a good word to say, please, please help Love Inc. because they have transformed me to what I am today, and that is a daughter of God.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Kat. And whenever she used the word Love Inc. has done that, that's the church. She's got her tube socks on. She wants you to know about that.
Peep.
I have no idea what that is. Peep socks. Thank you, Kat, for sharing your story with us. So, yeah, the church did all of that work coming alongside Kat, but she did the hard work. Yes, she got a car, but she volunteered for it. And when she had all that anger and she was telling her mentor, I just want a car. And when I sat down with her that day, I said, the first thing I said is the car is off the table. The car, we're not talking about a car. We want to see humility in your life. And she later said that she realized that she was just like her family. And that's really where the change started. And Kat has worked really hard, is no longer a Lovink client. But as you hear, she's leading other people in our budget mentoring course. And we are now training her in our Affirming Potential class to be a table leader. So praise the Lord. Obedience and transformation, right? Awesome. So I want to share a little story about myself. I had been a Christian for about a year, and I was living with my sister, who was a believer and very instrumental in bringing me to the Lord. And I had reconnected with an old college friend, and we started dating. He was not a believer. Of course, you know I was a believer. And we started getting serious, and we started talking about marriage. Now, I did know in our conversations, he was fine with waiting to consummate our relationship until we got married. And so I knew about that verse. And there's actually 9 different verses that talk about this in the Bible. The one I chose to share with you today is 1 Corinthians 7:8-9. But I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. But if they cannot exercise self-control, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn with passion. Okay, so I knew that word of the Lord. But I did not know at the time. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness and lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? God makes it pretty clear, right? Not to be unequally yoked. So,
no, you can just use the one.
Oh, I keep forgetting. Sorry. Thanks, you guys are so casual and awesome. His mother lived in the Cayman Islands, so we planned a trip to go see her, and it was the night before, so he spent the night with me, and I woke up the next morning, and I could tell by the look on my sister's face and the way she was treating me that she thought that we had consummated our relationship when we had not. And I was devastated. She was devastated. So we go to the Cayman Islands, and Satan used that devastation, and I fell and consummated that relationship. Got back home, and I was absolutely miserable because my sin separated me from God, right? I was absolutely miserable. Hebrews 3:18 says, and to who did he swear that you would not either enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So I went to see my pastor, and I told him everything that happened, and he said, I want you to go home right now, and I want you to break off this relationship. Now, we were not fighting. He was someone that I was considering marrying. And I went home, and I ended that relationship. And God did a miraculous thing. I had zero pain from the loss of that relationship. It was an absolute miracle that the Lord had done this. Zero pain. He honored my obedience. Now, I never dated an unbeliever again. And in my dating life, I adopted this mantra, if Jesus is standing at the door, would he approve? Just that simple sentence. I'm happy to say that I've been married now for 21 years. Awesome husband. So that's obedience, right? And transformation. Jeremiah 7:23. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walking all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Praise the Lord, right? So in the first story I shared about the client, she was obedient to go to Celebrate Recovery, to go to budget mentoring, to go to counseling. And you saw transformation. In Kat's example, she chose to obey the Holy Spirit when he showed her her anger and that she had become just like her family. She chose freedom and to walk in counseling to get set free from that anger. And then in my example, I obeyed wise counsel. And I experienced transformation in that area. So in all three of these ways, we chose to follow God's way. Had we not changed, we would not have transformed in those areas. And it would not have gone well with us. Exactly what Jeremiah tells us, right? So Anna counsels a lot of our clients, and the Lord has been showing her something in that process, and so I've asked her to come up and share a little bit about that. Anna, after you get this microphone, don't give it back to me. No, don't be sorry.
Well, as I was growing up, I didn't have a lot of training and teaching. So a while ago, God started to show me that he was removing faulty foundations. And I was seeing things burn up, hay and stubble and mud. And my foundation was holy. And he showed me even that he was removing wet cement. And He was working on me first, and he still is. I'm still the clay on the potter's wheel. I'm not done, and I won't ever be done because there's so much. But one of the things that he really did in my life that I wanted to share was I grew up with sexual abuse, and I did not trust anybody in authority because the very people that were supposed to protect me and provide for me were abusing me. So I didn't trust anybody. And so God really had to heal that so that I could be under authority because I was a mess. You can ask these guys. They lived under it. But I have been healed of that, and I can help other people that don't have authority in their lives properly to come into God's authority. And so he is really changing foundations. And when he replaces a foundation, he sets it up so now I can carry his glory. I couldn't before. My foundation was shoddy, and it was without the stability to hold the weight of God's glory. So I thank him so much for that. In Jeremiah 33?
Exodus,
yeah. Yes, yeah. Exodus 33. Yes, so, and that's my favorite scripture is in Exodus 33. Moses tells God, we're not going anywhere you're not going. We want to know who you are, because he had talked to him face to face, but he still didn't know who God was. And the last part is that he wanted to see his glory. And so I ask God for that all the time, because I think those are the three foundations of my heart, is to really know who God is and see his glory. And I don't want to go anywhere he's not. It's not worth it to me.
Amen. So I don't want to go anywhere that God's not taking me. I want to see his face. I want to have a firm foundation. And so anywhere in these three stories, as we have been sharing, have you felt anything in your gut? Has God been speaking to you about an area of your life that you've been disobedient? We want to have a time of prayer. So if you are a prayer counselor here at Church on the Rock, if you'll please come forward. Your sin is separating you from the Lord, and He's asking you to walk in that obedience and be set free. Okay, so obedience is a choice. Transformation is a choice. If there's anybody here that does not know the Lord, now is the time to give your life to the Lord and walk in that freedom. Jesus died on the cross to reconcile us back to God. So for any of those reasons, or if you just want prayer for anything, for whatever reason, please come forward.
Let me make something clear, because we can get wrapped around the axle on this. Sin only separates us from God as long as we hold on to it. When we repent, remember, we talked about this before, it means to turn 180 degrees. It doesn't just mean to turn away from our sin. We repent to something. You don't just turn 90 degrees. We repent to God. All she's saying is, if there's an area in your life, and you don't have to identify it to the person who's praying for you, you just kind of get prayer. There's an area in your life where you go, you know, I haven't been obeying God and I need to. Just come and go, hey, I want prayer. I'm going to line up with God on this. And if there's anything else you need prayer for, Anna gave a testimony getting healed this morning. If you need prayer for getting healed, Jimmy's just going to take us into a little bit of worship. I just want to give you an opportunity to come get prayer for anything you need. God is good. Amen?
Amen.
So let's do that. Let's just worship. And I encourage you, come get prayer for anything and all that you need.